Chapter 9, The Most Confidential Knowledge, Text 26. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachitina Tadaham Bhakti Uparitam Ashnami Prayatat Manaha. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I will accept it. Please let us read the verse responsively. You can repeat after me. If one offers me,
if one offers me
with love and devotion,
with love and devotion,
a leaf,
a leaf,
a flower,
a flower,
a fruit,
a fruit,
or water,
or water,
I will accept it.
I will accept it.
Just see the mercy of Lord Krishna. Let us read the purport by our spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Actually, it's quite a long purport. Perhaps we'll just read part of it. For the intelligent person, it is essential to be in Krishna consciousness, engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, in order to achieve a permanent, blissful abode for eternal happiness. The process of achieving such a marvelous result is very easy and can be attempted even by the poorest of the poor without any kind of qualification. The only qualification required in this connection is to be a pure devotee of the Lord. It does not matter what one is or where one is situated. The process is so easy that even a leaf or a little water or fruit can be offered to the Supreme Lord in genuine love, and the Lord will be pleased to accept it. No one, therefore, can be barred from Krishna consciousness because it is so easy and universal. Who is such a fool that he does not want to be Krishna conscious by the simple method and thus attain the highest perfectional life of eternity, bliss, and knowledge? Krishna wants only loving service and nothing more. Krishna accepts even a little flower from his pure devotee. He does not want any kind of offering from a non-devotee. He is not in need of anything from anyone because he is self-sufficient, and yet he accepts the offering of his devotee in an exchange of love and affection. To develop Krishna consciousness is the highest perfection of life. Bhakti is mentioned twice in this verse in order to declare more emphatically that bhakti or devotional service is the only means to approach Krishna. No other condition, such as becoming a Brahmin, a learned scholar, a very rich man, or a great philosopher, can induce Krishna to accept some offering. Without the basic principle of bhakti, nothing can induce the Lord to agree to accept anything from anyone. Bhakti is never causal. The process is eternal. It is direct action in service to the absolute whole. So that's part of the purport, perhaps one third. Let us read the verse again, and we can say a few words about these things. Patram pushpam palam tvayam yome bhaktya prayachatin tadaham bhaktyu paritam ashnami prayatatmanaha. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I will accept it. Om Gyanata Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalaka Chakshur Milita Yena Tasmai Shri Gurudena Shri Chaitanya Manavishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swayam Kam Vajkalpa Charubhyas Chakripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitana Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Vous êtes un petit peu fatigué? Peut-être? Non. Je ne sais pas. Perhaps we should do a little Vaishnav exercise. Put your hands in the air again, everybody. Everybody. If you have more than two, put them up also. Everyone take a deep breath. Everyone say after me, après moi, very loud. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
No, 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 louder. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Well, you are definitely a petty pure fatigue. Anyway, we are very happy to be here in the house of Prakash and Deepa. And of course we note that their names denote light, isn't it? Prakash, Deepa. So, but material light is not so important. But spiritual light, this is what we require. Because even in broad daylight, people are in darkness. In general, this is the case. In this material world, even the sun is shining. Even it is 40 degrees. But generally, people are simply in darkness. It might as well be midnight. They see nothing. People are thinking that I am something which I am not. Here in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna is making the point. We are all eternal spiritual persons. These bodies are just like vehicles. Like so many of us this evening, we have come here in our motor car, something like this. That is our vehicle. And we, as the driver or as the passenger, we are quite different from our vehicle, isn't it? And indeed, we change our vehicle every so many years. It used to be in America, you had to change your car every year, otherwise you were thought to be not up to scratch. But at least people change their car every 5 years or something, isn't it? I think maximum 10 years. It must be something like that. So when you get your first motor car, when you're a young person, you just started working, you get your first motor car. It may be some elderly, antique variety, some old Toyota from 1982. And you drive down the road in your old Toyota, it is your first motor car. And people, they look at you and they think, who's this fool driving in this stupid old car? But then, after some years, you're making some material progress, now your salary has increased. So now you get a little better car. And then, again, a little better after some more years. And finally, when you are a mature person, maybe you're around 40 or something perhaps, then maybe you can now get new Mercedes-Benz S-Class or BMW 7 Series, you know, something like this. And now that same man who so many years ago saw you driving down the road in your old broken down car, and he thought, what a silly fool driving such a stupid old car. Now the same person sees the same you, but now you're just driving a different vehicle, some big posh car. In South African Indian language, they would say Lani. I don't think you use that term here, do you? No? Okay, anyway, some rich car. Brand new Mercedes-Benz S-Class. And that same person sees you and thinks, oh, look at him. He must be someone important. Based on the car. But a few years ago, the same person saw the same you and thought you were stupid because of your old car. You understand? This is all dependent on the type of car. It is overlooking you, the actual person. You are the same person. So this is knowledge. And in Bhagavad Gita, a little further on, in the 10th chapter, let me just check the verse. Chapter 10, verse 12, 11 or 12. Lord Krishna says, Tesham evanu kamparitam ahamajnana jam tamaha nashayam yatma bhavasto jnana deepena vasvata. Jnana deepa. That light of knowledge. That light of knowledge reveals everything. Just as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. So this is Krishna consciousness. That we should understand who we are. We are all eternal spiritual persons. We are not these bodies. They are simply vehicles. And after some years, we will change vehicle. This is called death. And then rebirth. We change vehicle. Change the material body. So this is the light of knowledge. Jnana deepa. By that light of knowledge, we can see everything. Just as we see everything, when the sun is there in the day. But otherwise, people in general, they are struggling in this material world, trying to get ahead.
Oh, Prakash Bhai.
Merci beaucoup, Bhagavad. Thank you very much. Very nice. Beautiful. Yes, so this is Krishna consciousness, to throw some light on the subject. Of course, nowadays, in material society, there are materialistic intellectuals, philosophers, and people like this. And they have different theories. What is life? Who are we? What should we do in life? And so on like this. They have different ideas. And indeed, some of them are highly respected for being very intelligent and able to analyze life. But really, well, Srila Prabhupada one time said that in the absence of the sun, like when it's nighttime, in the absence of the sun, even a glowworm may appear to throw some nice light. Even a glowworm. So it is like that. The materialistic intellectuals, philosophers, politicians, and all. They're basically not clear on who they are, what is life, what should we do, what is the goal. What should we be trying to achieve? They're not clear. And as therefore, they're not really able to contribute, to help people, to improve themselves, and certainly not to make their lives perfect. So here, Lord Krishna, in this verse in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is explaining a very simple principle. A very simple principle which can bring us close to Him, through which we can get His mercy. If people are religious, they generally think we would like to get some mercy from God. The Christians, in my early days, many years ago, I was brought up as a sort of a Christian, so to speak. And there's a very famous prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. Have you heard of that prayer? Have you heard of it? People from Hindu backgrounds. Famous prayer. God has a big bakery in the sky. And if you ask Him very nicely, He may give you a free loaf. And you say, how much is a loaf of bread? 10 rupees? More? Anyway, whatever it is, 6 rupees. You save 6 rupees. Thank you, God. Prabhupada once was giving a lecture in America to some students, and he mentioned this verse, give us this day our daily bread. Prabhupada said, religion means to develop love for God. But what is this verse about? Give us this day our daily bread. It is about love for bread. Yes, we want bread. That is the point. By the mercy of God, preferably. If not, we'll scrape up 6 rupees and go to the jumbo. So this is not real religion. Even sometimes devotees. Well, we know Hindu people, they also have some similar ideas, isn't it? Om Jai Jagadisha Hare, you know that song, right? There's another verse. I don't know if you've heard that other verse. Give me a house and a car and a color TV. Om Jai Jagadisha Hare. You see, it is the same idea. If you're Christian, if you're Hindu, it Doesn't matter. It's the same idea, really. One devotee, we've told this story before, some of you will have heard it. One devotee had an appointment for getting a new job, right? In where? Somewhere. What's the place near here? Lalmati. Okay. In Lalmati. So he had an appointment, 2 o'clock, to speak to the boss to get a new job. But he couldn't find a parking place. So he drove around the block, couldn't find a parking place. He didn't want to be late for the appointment, he would not get the job. So he drove around again and he prayed to Krishna, Krishna, please, please give me a parking place. Say, Krishna, look, you give me a parking place, I'll chant my rounds every day. Really. 16 of them. Every day. Shakjur. Ardeen. Just give me a parking place, Krishna. So he went around, but there was no parking place. Say, Krishna, you got to give me a parking place, Krishna. If you give me a parking place, I will follow every Ekadasi, even when people are not watching. Still, I will follow every Ekadasi. Just give me a parking place, Krishna. Come on. But no parking place. What to do? So, it's almost 2 o'clock. He went around again. Krishna, you've got to give me a parking place, Krishna. You give me a parking place, I will only read Prabhupada's books. Nothing else. I will not watch television. No Bollywood kuch kuch hota hai. Chori chori chupke chupke. I know that's old, but I will not. Just give me a parking place. But he went around, there was no parking place. And he was almost finished. But then he came around again. There was a parking place. He drove into the parking place and said, Krishna, it's okay, don't worry, I found a parking place. Excuse me, please. But this is a materialistic approach. What can Krishna do for me? But rather we should be thinking, what can I do for Krishna? And if we think like that, then Krishna thinks, what can I do for you? And he can do everything. He can do everything. What can we do? At the most, we can just do a little, little. Krishna already has everything. What can we offer him that he doesn't have? You know what it's like sometimes on birthdays? Everybody gives you socks or something like that. And then you think, oh no, more socks. Can I take them and trade them in for something else? But Krishna, even you give him something important, which we might think was important. Give him a new Rolls Royce. Now that's important, isn't it? Who here can afford a Rolls Royce? But we give him a Rolls Royce and we think, just see, I really gave something wonderful. Give him a new Airbus A380 two-story aeroplane. Now that's really something. You think, wow, what an amazing present. But Krishna, he already has about 50 zillion of these things. He doesn't need another one. It's useless. So, Krishna is explaining here. He is not looking for material things from us. He is looking for our love. So he says here, if you offer me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit or water, I will accept it. And when he accepts it, then he reciprocates. and he reciprocates unlimitedly. This is Krishna. So, one time, someone was trying to debate a little bit with our Srila Prabhupada. He said, "Why are you trying to serve Krishna? Where is he? I don't see him. Where's Krishna? Why are you trying to serve Krishna? Why don't you serve mankind? It's much easier." And he quoted a famous slogan, many of you may have heard it, "Service to man is service to God." You've heard that before. Srila Prabhupada said, "Well, if service to man is service to God, then service to God must be service to man." Hare Krishna. And these young men who were with Prabhupada, they became a little bewildered what to say. Because six or half a dozen, it's the same thing, isn't it? Six of one, half a dozen of the other. Heads I win, tails you lose. It's all the same thing. So Prabhupada said like that. You say service to man is service to God. Therefore service to God is service to man. So the point is, what is easier? Prabhupada said there are 6 billion human beings. You're going to satisfy all of them? You're going to satisfy all of them? But Krishna, and Prabhupada quoted this verse from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "You offer me one leaf, one fruit." This is all in singular. One flower. Just one. Little water. You offer that with bhakti, with love. I'll accept it. And Krishna will be so pleased. Even just, look, we've got so many flowers here, it's magnificent. But if we offered Krishna just one flower with bhakti, he would be so satisfied.